Listen, I don't want to be the one to jinx it, but man, VCU is on a roll, 4-0, and it's time to talk to Robbie Robinson, the play-by-play voice of the Rams. Good morning to you, Robbie. How you feeling?
John, I'm feeling great. Good morning to you.
Big win over Temple in Brooklyn. You got to be happy about that.
Oh yeah, we're thrilled. It's very early in the year yet, so you don't too much out of victories like this. But man, I think just the way it happened last night is so encouraging for Ram fans. Is VCU got a 57-51 win here at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn in the first round of this Legends Classic. They'll play St. John's tonight at 7:30. But you know, the Rams got off to an amazing start. They were up 19-2 in the first 6 minutes of the game, just probably playing truly some of the best basketball we've seen the team play. And Temple, being a great program and a steep tradition program, they, you know, cobbled their way back. I think it got to, I think, a 6-point game at halftime. And then at one point in time, with about 8 minutes left, Temple took the lead and they got it up to 4. And at that point in time, I think, you know, John, I think last year's team might have really struggled to come back from that 4-point deficit, but this year's team's got a different makeup. They've got a different attitude. Coach Rhodes has spent the entire summer and the offseason getting them prepared defensively, and they really buckled down. And I think at that point, over the next 7 possessions, the only thing Temple could muster was a free throw. The Rams got back in it. They took the lead, and they didn't relinquish it. And then down the stretch, Marcus Evans, the junior guard from down in the Tidewater area, he was just magnificent. He had a big three-pointer, had an and-one drive where he hit a layup and then hit a couple other free throws. And he was the difference, and he had 21 points in the game. And he is just, I'm telling you, man, we've talked about him a lot, but we'll continue to talk about him. He's a special player, and I think I don't even want to say by the end of the season. I'd say by the start of 2019, he is going to be somewhat of a household name in the city of Richmond just because he's that good.
I mean, that's great. You know, there's nothing like winning that will embolden both the individual members of a team and the group. You know, I was talking to Gary during the commercial break, and I told him that we were going to chat. He said to ask you about Mikel Sims. He's from Highland Springs, right?
Right, yeah, he's a Springer. You know, Mikel was phenomenal last night. I mean, he was defensively, and also he got a couple big rebounds. His stat line doesn't scream. I think he only got a layup late in the game. It was an important layup, but it was one late in the game. But yeah, the pride of Highland Springs, he just comes in and does a lot of blue collar stuff, which shouldn't surprise you, because I mean, they've had so many great athletes that have graduated from that high school, and Kel is one of those guys. But he dove on the floor for a rebound late in the game last night and was able to call timeout and get the possession back to VCU. And that's, you know, he is a guy that when you need something, when you need a three-pointer, when you need a big rebound, or you need a defensive stop, he always seems to be the player that gets that early in the season for VCU. It's actually been a threat, John, of his whole career with VCU, starting back to last year as he transferred in. Gary was smart to ask about him, because he's really emblematic, I think, of just this team where you're going to buckle down, you're going to be tough. He's a tough kid. I mean, he's a tough Richmond kid. That's what Coach Rhodes likes to call him. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he's the only Richmond kid we have on the roster. So good to see him continue to perform well.
Yeah, and you feel good about tonight up against St. John's?
Well, I think, you know, I think St. John's is really good. They're talented. We played them 2 years ago, John, I think, in Atlantis, or maybe 3 years ago. I guess it was 3 years ago, in a preseason tournament in Atlantis. They had all these young freshmen that were all really good, but they just hadn't quite matured yet. And now we get them tonight as seniors, and they're supposed to be one of the more talented teams in the Big East. I think St. John's feels that they've got a team that can get them back to the NCAA tournament. Their head coach is Chris Mullen, who is the former Dream Team guy, you know, the guy that went to St. John's and played for Golden State and was just had a Hall of Fame career in the NBA. So we get them tonight, and you know, we'll see. I think if the Rams keep playing defense, and John, last night holding Temple's averaging 80 points per game. They scored 51 on the Rams. They're averaging 80 per game, and I think defense travels, and that's what the Rams are going to have to come to the table with again tonight against what will be a talented team.
Well, we'll be listening. Tips at 7:30, but the broadcast starts at 7 o'clock tonight on Fox Sports 910 and Big 98.5. Robbie Robinson, the play-by-play voice of the Rams. Good luck tonight. Thanks.
Thanks, John. Have a great morning.